7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Man, that's a hell of a way to start a show, web face. Yeah, okay, so what are we doing? It is 1930 UTC, and I think we all know that's the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Unless, of course, this is your first time ever listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I say welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, you might be wondering. You new people who have yet to hear this. Is this guy's favorite thing to say, Dubious Goals Committee? Yeah, pretty much. That's why I'm in charge. Oh, and of course, it should come as no surprise to anyone that I'm walking around in the forest today. The weather is good for now. We're in a break. It's gonna change soon, fast. I'm racing the weather. Big thunderstorms are coming. In the meantime, I'm walking around in the forest. Having a good time, walking through webs, getting webs in my face. It's a nice day. It's starting to get a little warm. There's no clouds. The clouds haven't rolled in yet. It's a little hot. Where am I? I'm in the mushroom grounds. One of my secret mushroom grounds. Which one? You know, the Dead Birch Forest. Which is just... Wait, let me think. Let me think about my cardinal directions here. It's just west of the gyro ball fields. In fact, through this little break in the trees, I can see the Tranquility Park gyro ball fields. There are some people down there right now. And they are chalking the fields. They're making all the markings on the field. They've got the little chalk machines out. Brum, brum, brum. There they go. Super fun. Okay. So I'm walking along a little path here. And I'm trying to remember, have we been out here yet this year? I think we came out here like a month ago, right? It's been a while since we've been out here. We've got undergrowth, we've got ground cover, we've got nettles. This isn't good. I wanted to walk over here. I might be in the nettles.
Here we go. There's a very large dryad saddle at the base of this, tree, but it seems to be old. That might actually be from last year, but I'm kind of surprised. No, it can't be from last year. It wouldn't be in that good a shape. It just wouldn't be. So yeah, okay, we got some dryad saddles. What else do we got in the way of fungus? Well, that's what I'm wondering. Gonna walk around in here for a while to see what's up. Oh, more trees down. Here's two more very large old trees. Not the birches though. They fell on this tree. This tree's bent over. Wow. Ooh, what's that sound? Was somebody just hopping around back there? Did I just hear somebody going hoppity hop? Sounded kind of hoppy. Had that hoppy kind of sound to it. All right, of course, we're looking for animals, too. I did not actually see any animals driving over here. I thought I would. I had to drive down the same streets as I always do, where I always see herons and where I always see marmots. Did I see anything? No. I was vaguely disappointed. Ooh, duck. Ah, I didn't duck far enough. Ah, web face. Again. Yeah, twice in 5 minutes. Is that a record? Probably not. Considering how often I'm walking through webs and the frequency at which I do so, we cannot presume 5 minutes is a record. Twice in 5 seconds? Yeah. Twice in a minute? Yeah, maybe. So, we are looking for dudes as well, and the dudes that we run into most in this particular area are rabbits and deer. And I can tell that nobody's been through here yet today. I'm on the bike path. There's a bicycle path that winds all the way through the very large Tranquility Park complex. And if I'm walking along the path and I'm getting web face, that means that no bicyclists have been through here yet today. And if no bicyclists have been through here, what was that? There was a shadow. If no bicyclists have been through here, that means there's been nobody coming through here to spook the dudes. The dudes in this case being deer. And I have run into deer here uncountable times. And I've been through here when they've been sleeping. I've accidentally snuck up on deer before. Now here's something strange in the ground. I don't understand what I'm looking at, and I'm not even going to mess with it. Although I'm dying to. I just heard something else. What is this? Is there an animal around here? What's making these sounds? You may be also... Wait, what was that? You may also be hearing traffic sounds. Yeah, okay. I see movement. There's something, I think it's a turkey. Is there a turkey over there? Who the heck is over here? At first I thought it was a turkey. Maybe not. Wow. You gotta understand, I don't have my glasses on. I've got my sunglasses with me. But I've taken them off because I'm under canopy. Is there something over there? As I was saying, you might be hearing traffic noises. And yes, it's true, that is the traffic you're hearing. That's Fort Street. I'm not 50 meters away from it. You know what? I think... Just real quick, I'm going to have to cut through the forest here. We're going to get off of the path here. We're going to get onto the path over there. And we're just going to walk down here a few meters to see if there was some kind of dude walking around here. Walking around this bend. I'm looking for tracks. I'm looking for dudage. And then right over here, I thought I saw a turkey standing around here. Now, if I was a turkey, which way would I go? I would go right into that cover. What is that? That's not a turkey. What is going on here? Okay, what the hell was that? Thunk. That was right over there. We're not going any further on the path this direction because I'm about to walk through a web. I don't see anything, but I just heard another very strange noise. It didn't sound like animal noise, it sounded like a human noise. Thunk, it sounded like somebody closing their beer cooler. Animals don't make the sound of somebody closing their beer cooler. I'm familiar with animal sounds. That is not one of them. All right, I've turned around and I'm heading back in the direction that I came from. This might be an easier way to cut through right here. And we need to pop over some logs. Boom, ba boom, ba boom. Big birch logs. Walking around in the forest, it's what I do. Okay. Now we're back over here in the main mushroom zone. I'm kind of tempted to look around, but I wouldn't expect to find any, only because this is a known area. There are some other people who know about this area. Oh, and here's some interesting stuff happening on this log. We've got some coprinus down here by the stump. And what is this growing up in the middle of it? Wow, can't even tell yet. It hasn't even turned into anything. But we got mycelium going crazy. And we have now found our second species of the mushrooms today. Let's keep moving. As I was saying, Fort Street is just right over there. I'm still in the forest. And this street just cuts right through the woods here. And there's lots of traffic. Now, as I was also saying, I've run into people here. I've been in this area. Oh, there's some lovely, brand new, fresh dryad saddles up on a log. Oh, they're lovely. They're all kind of small, but there's a bunch of them, so it looks cool. Yeah, I've been right here. I've been right here taking pictures of morels in the ground, and a woman showed up, young woman, younger than me. She showed up with a plastic bag rank amateur. She had found a bunch. And I pointed out to her where there were a few more. I said, oh, you're going to want these. You're going to want these. There's a cluster over here, but let me take a picture of these first. We talked about mushrooms. I told her to use a paper bag. There's another one of those weird things. What in the hell are these weird things? You know what? I think I know. Suddenly. Okay. Minutes ago, I saw something, and I said, oh, we're not even going to worry about it. I'm not going to mess with it. Blah, blah, blah. Now we are going to mess with it. I've gone off path here. And right here, where nobody can really get to, off the path, is a cluster of little pink plastic things. What the hell is this? This is a marker. Somebody has put this here. Somebody has driven a stake into the ground. Okay, I've just pulled it up. This is some kind of marker. This is an iron nail that is 15 centimeters long that then has attached to the head a tuft of pink plastic tendrils that are also about 15 centimeters long. And so, this is driven into the ground and these pink plastic tentacle things stick up. This is the second one I have found. The other one was by the path. This one is off path. This is a marker. Somebody's marking something, and if somebody's marking something in this area, it's probably mushrooms. Probably mushrooms. Ooh, yeah. Now I gotta try to get back to the path here. So yeah, somebody knows it's mushroom time. If we see any more of these, we'll really know. All right, now we're on the other side of that stump with all of the dryad saddles on it. It looks very lovely. It's very, very lovely. And I'm just looking around for any old wacky business. What the hell is that over there? There's something lumpy on the ground over there. What is that? Now we gotta go off the path again. And I think I'm walking through baby nettles. I'm walking through nascent nettles. Now, what did I see? I saw that. What is that thing over there? I can't really get to it. Oh, it's just the knobby end of a log sticking up. I thought it was a big mushroom. I was getting a little bit excited there for a second. But, yeah, not a mushroom. Okay, let's keep working our way around here. Lots of logs. The dead birch forest is almost no more because all of the dead birch trees are, of course, now getting so old and so brittle that they are falling down. Hey, what's on the end of this? Some kind of fungus. Cool. Don't know what it is. Looks like it's from last year. Ooh. And I wasn't even looking over here. Look at the end of this log. My God, man. Caprinus. Just boatloads of Caprinus. And what is the deal with this log? Why is there so much dirt? Is that a mati den? It could be, but I wouldn't think so. This is not a good place for marmots. You gotta get closer to the water if you want marmots. But yeah, there's a big old flush of Caprinus in here. It's inking out. I'm trying to get a different angle on whatever that den is. There's some kind of animal thing happening over there. There's an animal that lives in that hole of some kind. Here's another good Caprinus flush. Some Caprinus pins popping out of a stump. So yeah, we got some fungus going on. Oh look, over there, there's some Caprinus under that bark. It's kind of a humid day. It's not very hot. It's only about 22 degrees. But it's humid. And there's a butterfly. And it's going to rain. There's going to be a big storm. Alright, so now I'm up into the switchbacks that take us back and forth up the hill in the forest here. It's deciduous for a while, and then it becomes pine forest. And this was all... I don't know what the story of this property was. I don't know if this... I'm sure it was a farm 100 years ago. It might have been a farm 80 or even 60 years ago. I don't think so. But all these trees, this little forest here, I think it used to be a tree farm for the city. I think this is where the city had trees growing, and so whenever a tree gets struck by lightning on a city property or they otherwise lose a tree, they could come here and get a tree. But I don't think it's been used for a long time. And then, you know, time goes on. So now I'm just standing here in the forest looking around. And it's kind of weird. Can't quite see as much anymore due to all the trees being down. And then once the trees come down, and fall across the bike path. All the bicycling enthusiasts come out with their chainsaws. They trim it all up. And then they pile all the brush in between the switchbacks, and now you can't see anything. So, yeah, I bet the rabbits like it. I'm now walking through, nettles. Too many nettles. Good thing there's a path that I can walk on. Yeah, now here's the weirdest part. This used to be, like, my favorite part of this little forest. But... wait. Animals. I can smell them. Deer. I can smell deer. I doubt that they're hanging around. They probably passed through early this morning. But yeah, we gotta turn around because this is the part of the forest where so many trees in this row have come down and been snapped off at the top that the sun can now get through. And I'm starting to feel uncomfortable, which means I'm going to start feeling sick in about 15 minutes if I don't cool off. And do I see a dryad saddle hiding behind this tree? Oh my god, yes! Yeah, there's some big ones. Not super big, but thick, fat ones. There's like four big shelves sticking out of this tree stump. Very cool. Very cool. I'm now to the closest to the road as you can be. I'm what? Let's see, there's 10. I'm less than 20 meters from Fort Street. But now I'm turning around because I am kind of getting hot. There's no breeze like there was yesterday. Or if there is a slight breeze happening, it's not happening for me because I'm in the windbreak that is the forest. And so I'm not getting the cool breeze and I'm starting to get warm. And that's okay. Whoa. Big hole. How did I miss that hole? You know how I just said that there's like no marmots up here? That's... is that a marmot hole? It could be. It could be, but... am I going to be able to see it from the other side? Yeah. That could also be a foxhole. And maybe that's what I was smelling, is fox and not deer. Which way is the... there is a slight breeze. Which way is it blowing? It's hard to tell in the trees here. Oh, now I just smell lilac. Alright, let's get up here. Where is that hole? Where is that hole? Because that's a fresh hole. That's a hole that has been in use within the last few days. Now, where is it? You know, that might have been what I heard when I thought I heard little animal noises over in this sound, hoppity-hoppity sounds. That could have been foxes jumping around. That could have been baby foxes jumping around. Now, wasn't it right around here? Yeah, this... where is that hole? You can't see it from this angle. That's a good hiding place. That's a good... there it is. That's the hole right up there. Right there. And we might have another exit hole over here. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That could be foxes. And this is the time of year for baby foxes. This is when you find foxes holed up in dens. And if you hang out and watch them long enough, you might see little baby foxes pop out. That has happened to me on a number of occasions. I also like baby marmots. And that could be a marmot den. I really would have to doubt it. I really have to doubt it. Birthing dens for marmots are always much closer to water. The nearest water source It's well over 100 meters away. They got to go to the main creek. And that is, geez. Yeah, not far enough to take the babies. I mean, it's too far to take the babies. I'm thinking that could be a fox den. Because it's also close to the street, which is notoriously bad fox behavior. I'm going to have to keep an eye on that hole. I'm real curious now. Alright, wandering back through the forest the way I came. Looking at this new stump. Hi, stumps! It's got some fungus growing in it. So great. So great. Oh, yada. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I got something else to tell you that's not fungus related. Oh. So last night I was out doing some errands. And I needed some shampoo. And I didn't go to Lee Beauty Supply. No, it's true. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that the last time I went to Lee Beauty Supply to get my horse shampoo, I was disappointed and I was angered because not only did the price go up, but the size of the container also went down. And I was like, oh man, and they were sticking me for like $5 for, what was it, a 12-ounce bottle of horse shampoo? Are you freaking kidding me? Well, anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was lamenting this fact to someone else. I don't remember who I was talking to. But I said, yeah, blah, 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 horse shampoo went up, da, 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 it's so expensive now, I don't even want to buy it. And they said, oh, well, you might want to check at such and such a place. Because I'm pretty sure I've seen it there. And I thought, yeah, okay. I don't really want to go to that such and such a place, but I will. Especially if I can get a good deal on horse shampoo. So I went to the place. And I was like, da, 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 da. And then I went, whoa. Because I found the horse shampoo. And not only did they have the horse shampoo, they have the horse shampoo in the 1 liter bottle. 1 liter bottle. Okay, that's a quart for all my American friends. That's more than a quart. That's a fody. To all my American friends, a liter is a fody. Oh my God. I looked at the price. $7.99. What? $8? For a liter of horse shampoo? Oh my God, sign me up. I should have grabbed more than one bottle. What was I thinking? I only grabbed one bottle. But I also had to grab some other soap, and they didn't have the soap that I wanted, so I had to get something else, and I used the soap last night, and oh my God, I do not like the soap. I do not like the soap. All right, we gotta cut back through the forest here, because I've gotta get out. So anyway, now I've got the soap that I don't like the smell of. They said it was the smell of, what was it, something oddly strange and exotic that I like the smell of, like, oh, it's like cedar and blah, blah. No, it's not. It's just industrial perfume base number 4 and dimethyl cone. I know that smell. Anyway, I'm out of the forest. I'm heading back towards my car. And that's why I'm telling you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Bye. My name's Tobe. Ah!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.